Tech Talk with Jeff Quattromani.
Oh, Jeff, mate, I'm sorry. Well, I wanted to get to you a little earlier than I did this afternoon, but, you know, that's what happens with a live program, as they say. How are you?
I'm really well. It's good to be here.
Let's get stuck into it. Singles who are looking to land a date will now have artificial intelligence assistance from Tinder to identify the best photos to attract another human.
Look, I mean, when it comes to dating apps, it's all about putting your best foot forward, isn't it? So Tinder is looking to have access to your photo album on your phone, and it will make the decision as to which pictures you would actually present on your profile. I mean, I think that's a little bit of an overreach from just a Tinder perspective, but if you are somebody who is struggling to get a match on Tinder, then maybe the pictures are the problem. Maybe you're the problem too, but maybe it's the pictures. And if so, maybe Tinder can help you with that one.
So what will happen? It'll search all the pictures of you on your phone, and it will make the decision which one it thinks that you look best in, and it will post that picture.
Obviously, if you approve its selection, then yes, that's what the idea is. And it could be a photo of you holding a dog. Maybe that does better than you standing by yourself. Or maybe if it's a photo of you and your ex-partner, maybe it will say that photo is not a good idea. So,
oh, dear. Thank God. Thank God I don't have to go through that. Oh, what a strange world. Thank God I grew up in the time where you actually went out and you met someone and you courted them and you had a wonderful relationship and there was no such thing as smartphones. My
goodness. What a strange idea.
I know. It's true, isn't it? A 5G smartphone with plenty of bells and whistles is now available in Australia for under $500.
Yeah. Quite cool to see it. It's from Nokia and it's called the G42. It's the $450 smartphone, which still has a large 6.5-inch display on the front. It's still got 128 gigs of storage like an iPhone, and it's got three cameras on the back. And the best part, I think, is that you can actually repair parts of the device yourself. So if you break the screen, you can actually DIY the fix on that. You can change the battery and even change the charging port as well. And for a new battery, for example, it's $40, and you just do it yourself. I mean, that's, a foreign idea when we've got to change the batteries on our phones ourselves in the past.
Spotify. I can't believe this. Who else is going to be out of a job? Spotify has added a DJ into their service, which uses artificial intelligence to create a continuous stream of music and introductions as though it's a personal radio station. So in other words, let's use a wedding as an example. You might have a DJ come to your wedding and they play music for you. You don't need that anymore. You've got Spotify with a DJ that will do the introductions of the music for you. Is that right?
Yeah, pretty much it. And it uses all your listening habits to inform the DJ as well. So the DJ will literally talk to you and say, coming up next, we've got five country songs that we think you'll like. Or coming up next, we've got some of the songs that you've been listening to over the last 5 years. And it really taps into your listening habits, music that you will enjoy. And it is just like having your own radio station. But you don't get a weather update. You don't get the news. You don't get current affairs. And you certainly don't get a tech segment either.
What about interesting talkback radio?
Exactly. It's missing all of that stuff. So it's just music. If all you want is music, fine. Stay there.
Oh, dearie me. What are these FM music stations going to do in years to come?
They'll have to think of other ways to be more current and a step ahead of AI. That's the reality. We just have to do more.
Now, look, there's been lots of talk about these Dyson headphones. If you can, for people that have not seen the Dyson headphones, maybe you'd like to paint a picture in people's minds, use radio for what it's there for, paint a picture in people's minds about these air purification headphones that have now gone on sale. They're a Dyson headphone.
Yeah, Dyson headphones, they're called the Zone, and they are very large headphones that go over the ears, but there's also a piece that goes from the left ear across your face to connect to the right side, and that is an air purification module. So if you don't like the air that you're breathing where you are today, this is a pair of headphones that will, you know, drown out the outside noise as well as clean the air that you're breathing. The problem here that I see is, A, it looks ridiculous if you're wearing them. It really does. But it's also got a $1,000 price tag. So whether you like the look of them or not isn't even the question. It's whether you can afford them, which there's plenty of great headphones at a much cheaper price on the market.
Look, I don't know. Who am I to tell Mr. Dyson what to do? But it seems as though, in many ways, Dyson should just stick to doing their vacuum cleaners, which is what they do best, because if you look at these headphones, A, they're expensive, B, look, they're bloody stupid. You look like a dill with the darn things on, A, B, C, Their robot vacuum cleaner. You've tested that, and it's just a dog, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it really was, and that was so disappointing to see, because it was a great vacuum, but it got lost every time I've used it, and I've still got it here, but it's become a dust collector, so I just don't want to turn it on anymore.
And no disrespect meant then to dogs either, with me calling it a dog. A new dash cam has hit the market with 4K vision, enabling unseen detail like never before.
Yeah, look, and I really like people having dash cams in their vehicles these days, especially if you are the only person in the car. It's your word against anybody else's if something happens. So this new one from Navman does add a 4K camera on the back, which means number plates, speed signs, any other detail that you should be needing to talk about in your footage, you'll be able to capture it with better clarity. And for me, that's a no-brainer, but I guess the key message here is if you don't have a dash cam, consider it. Father's Day's coming up. There's plenty of reasons to get one.
I've just got a couple of quick questions here, which we might get one or two in. Joanne says, could you ask Jeff for me, is it safe to use public Wi-Fi services, or am I putting my data at risk?
I would use public Wi-Fi, and I've done it especially when travelling overseas. What I don't do on public Wi-Fi, though, is my banking. So if you're logging into a system that you think would be a bit sensitive, or you're worried about somebody knowing what you're doing online, then don't use public Wi-Fi. So if it's checking emails, looking at your social media, go for it.
Speaking of Dyson, I'll be blowed. Here's a question. I'm looking to buy a new vacuum. I would like something that performs like a Dyson, but doesn't come with a Dyson price tag. Is this possible, and do you have any recommendations?
Yeah, look, it's certainly coming that way. So LG and Samsung have both got stick vacs that are really taking the fight to Dyson and are reducing the price. There's another brand that I haven't tested yet but will be next week called Tinyco, and these guys are bringing stick vacs to Australia. They specialise in hard floors, not particularly on carpets, but I'll find out more about that. But otherwise, LG and Samsung, they're really worth looking at now.
With the robot vacuum cleaners, they're becoming more efficient. They're starting to do more of the work, i.e. mop the floors and all those sort of things. But the problem is, what comes with that is a bigger external unit. I mean, you almost need these days to have a full-size cupboard to be able to place the robot vacuum cleaner in your house.
Yeah, look, you really do, especially those ones that store water as well as empty the dirty water from the vacuum cleaner. That is taking up a lot of space. I've got one here, and I almost feel like if I renovate the kitchen, I want to actually build a home for these robot vacuums to live in, because I don't think homes are ready for these appliances. We didn't think about them when we, you know, built our homes. So, yeah, they're getting bigger, not smaller.
They are getting bigger. But, gee, it's good when you've got one. If you're lucky enough to have one, my wife loves it.
if it's a good one, it knows what it's doing, and it can, you know, be self-sufficient, then they're the best kind of robots you can have.
All right, mate. Always good to catch up with you. Thank you so much for your time. I'll talk to you next Wednesday, usual time.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff. Have a good weekend, mate.
You too.
Bye-bye. That's Jeff Quattromani.